Okay, ladies and gentlemen, time for trivia one more time. Freddie Conger just walked in, so
yep.
We may as well do it.
Well, now that we're here.
I don't know of any other trivia meisters out there.
Oh, I'm afraid to not be here because there may be lining up to come out and do it.
Not like you. I mean, nobody's as good as you at this stuff.
Golly, Pete, you are a kind man. We did a trivia night on North Carolina out at the Governor's Club a couple of weeks ago.
How did that go?
You know what? It was fun. We had like 8 or 9 teams.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people had, of course, moved to Governor's Club from other states.
So you were the moderator?
They were interested in learning about North Carolina history. I composed the questions and the answers. Lowell Hoffman helped organize. We had, of course, a supportive staff with Governor's Club, making it a real nice evening. There was like a 4-course meal around the evening while we did all the questions.
Well, that sounds
and
like
my
fun.
Dear friend Ron helped out with the music portion of our trivia night.
Took me about 10 minutes. I didn't do much.
Well, no, it worked.
You're the
great
one who did all the work.
Well, I did do a lot of work, but it was fun. It was fun. It was a labor of love.
Yeah. Well, I hope it all went well.
It did. Thank you for your help.
A lot of those folks who came here from other places, I hope they now have increased their knowledge.
I think they understand that they're in a pretty daggum good place.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. North Carolina is a great state in so many ways. I've always been proud of being from North Carolina and having lived here all my life. Until recently, I've started to get a little more...
I understand.
Subtle about it, bragging so much, but it'll turn around.
I hope.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill 101 today.
Oh, good.
All right.
Good. We've both been here for a long time, so this ought to be easy.
Here we go. If you're new to town or one of the old veterans, this Franklin Street lunch spot is a must for hot dogs, burgers, old-fashioned sodas, and milkshakes.
Uh-huh.
Name the diner / eatery that's been around since 1923. Right there on Franklin Street.
Yeah. It's a combination of businesses.
Well, it used to be.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Cogger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com. Well, you know, Freddie, what I was hinting at a moment ago is you wanting to know that famous eatery on Frank Street, which is
1923.
Now just an eatery, but for the longest time, it was a pharmacy as well.
Yep. Of course, we're talking about
Sutton's Drugstore, or as some people still know it.
Or Sutton's Diner now.
Sutton's Diner, that's right.
Yeah, it was the hangout for so many people. Of course, a lot of the locals would descend around the diner counter and have breakfast and what have you. And now with John Woodard and the pharmacy...
Going away.
Yeah. Don has done a great job of turning it into a great little diner. And I'm telling you, around lunchtime, get there early because it is slammed.
I'm telling you. Pretty doggone good food. And Don Penny is a guy slinging everything around. I mean, he's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
And if you've been around here anytime, any length at all, you've got your picture down there at least once.
That's what I was going to say. You know, Sutton's is an institution.
Yeah.
And just maybe if you go there enough and frequently enough, Don's going to take your photograph.
That's right.
And you and your friends and your lady, perhaps, are going to wind up on the wall with all the other Carolina Athletic jerseys and memorabilia.
Yeah, where's your picture's down there, I'm sure.
Yeah, Miss Karen and I are up on the wall.
Where is it?
Over one of the booths as you go all the way to the back and to the right. To the very, very back, but back to the booths on the right side of the wall.
Well, mine is up there, too, and it's kind of in the middle of the store, kind of at the edge of where the tables are. It's in the middle with some other WCHL people. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, they do a great job. And
kinda cool.
Don has turned the front part of it into kind of like what reminds me of the old Mass General store, candy store.
That's really cool. Got some unique soft drinks and stuff.
Yeah, and some of the old-timey soft drinks and candies and what have you. Ben of Honey, Mary Jane's, Imitation Grape, Knee-High Orange.
Knee-High drinks and, you know.
How big a drink do you want? Oh, about knee-high.
Well, hey, great question today,
Thank you very much. Go on down to Sutton's. Tell them Ron and I sent you.
That's right.
Everybody have a great weekend. And on this day, happy birthday, Mom. 93.
My goodness. Well, Freddie, I know you got those genes, so you can be around a long time, too. Well,
maybe we will be doing trivia for the next 3 decades.
For your 93rd birthday. All right.
Everybody have a good weekend.